Let's head over to the KRDO News Radio hotline, and we're going to check in with Carrie Kahn, the communications manager over at CASA of the Pikes Peak region. And good afternoon, Carrie.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
CASA is inviting local men in our area to the Dudes and Brews event coming up this Wednesday. Tell us about it.
That's right. Well, first off, CASA exists to advocate for kiddos who are involved in the family court system and the child welfare system because they've been abused or neglected. And we are currently looking for more men to step up and do this very important volunteer work. So we have an event, like you said, it's called Dudes and Brews. It's going to be Wednesday at the Carter Payne, which is a really cool spot in downtown Colorado Springs. And it just gives local men the opportunity to come out and learn about what it means to be a CASA advocate for a child. They'll get to hear from existing male CASA advocates, and we'll have our staff on hand to answer questions. And it should be very informative and a lot of fun.
Yeah. Can you tell our listeners maybe, you know, what entails being a volunteer and helping some of our young people out in our community?
Yeah, well, as you might imagine, children that enter the child welfare system because they've been abused are going through a really traumatic time. It's very challenging. And what these kiddos need is a trusted adult who kind of stands by their side and speaks up for them, an adult who will make sure that their best interest remains front and center during court proceedings and just front and center in the community in general. And so our CASA advocates are volunteers. They do this by, they're assigned one case. That case either has one child or a group of siblings, and they meet with the kiddos, they meet with the foster families, biological families, teachers, therapists, anyone who plays a big role in that child's life. And they take the information that they learn back to the judges in the courtroom. And the information that they gather helps the judges to make the best decisions possible for that child and help that child get into a safe and permanent home as quickly as possible.
And you need male volunteers because more than half of the kids in the Pikes Peak region who are in your program, they're boys.
They are. I mean, if you think about it, the norm for boys who have been placed in the child welfare system, these boys have grown up in homes around men who, it's not always the men, sometimes it's the women, but a lot of times the men are the ones that are hitting, they're yelling, they're using drugs, they're making other unhealthy decisions. And so one of the major hurdles these boys will face as they're growing up is learning how to become safe, respectful, and responsible adult men. And if they've never had a safe, respectful, responsible adult man as a role model, how are they supposed to know how to be that person when they grow up? So if we can take more male volunteers and assign them to boys who are in the system, in addition to advocating for the boys' best interests, they can also show these boys what it looks like to be a safe adult man, to show them like another way they can be and help them break out of that cycle that often runs generationally through families.
And can you let everyone know if they do show up to the event on Wednesday night, what are some of the things they can look forward to?
There will be free appetizers. The first drink for each participant will be on us as well. It's at a really cool place, the Carter Payne. It's downtown Colorado Springs. If you've never been there, it's kind of a gathering place with different food and drink vendors. It's in an old church that's been converted into this gathering place. At the event itself, we'll have some speakers and just kind of a pretty informal Q&A so people can get to know us, get to know what we're all about, and see if it's a good fit for them.
And where can everyone RSVP at?
Yes, CASAPPR.org.